Exclusive: National Education Association doubles down on social justice agenda in letter to Senator Marsha Blackburn. By Spencer Lindquist on August 2, 2022. The president of the National Education Association, NEA, sent a letter to Senators Marsha Blackburn, RTN, Cynthia Loomis, RY, Steve Daines, R. Mount, and James Lankford, ROK, exclusively obtained by Breitbart News, doubling down on the organization's commitment to leftist curriculum. NEA President Rebecca Pringle's letter was a response to a letter sent by the Senators Blackburn, Loomis, Daines, and Lankford, reported exclusively by Breitbart News, that demanded answers on a proposed enemies list targeting those who oppose gender ideology curriculum. The letter from the senators blasted the NEA for being more concerned with advancing a social justice agenda instead of meeting the needs of children and students who are experiencing catastrophic learning challenges. It also specifically inquired about a measure that would earmark $140,000 to create the enemies list. The NEA president responded to the four Republican senators in a letter that doubled down on the teachers' union's leftist agenda. The letter, obtained exclusively by Breitbart News, does not address the enemies list that the senators inquired about and only briefly mentions gender ideology. Instead, it simply notes that every year, delegates submit new business items, NBIs, concerning a wide range of issues to the full body of the RA for consideration. The letter touts the conference as an example of democracy, also saying a true representative of democracy is representative of the country's population, multiracial, multiethnic, multicultural, diverse, in every way, including ideology, and encouraging a vibrant civil discourse. Pringle then goes on to say that the disturbing attacks on our students' rights to an honest teaching of our nation's history and attempts to keep our students from living authentic lives that reflect their sexual and gender identity have only strengthened our commitment. Senator Marsha Blackburn told Breitbart News that parents should not be vilified for protecting their children, and students should not be forced to participate in learning about salacious topics like sexual orientation or gender expression, but that the NEA president has doubled down on defending their social justice agenda. Pringle's letter also argues that lies are being told about what educators are teaching, and politicians with no background or experience in pedagogy or child development are challenging educators' expertise and autonomy. The letter also defends the NEA's social justice agenda, remarking on funding for education, poverty, and gun violence while hardly mentioning critical race theory or gender theory, both of which have been resisted by parents across the country. The NEA has promoted transgenderism and remarked that trans youth have come under attack in state legislatures across the country. The union has also adamantly opposed bans on teaching critical race theory in K-12 schools and has propagated a belief in both white privilege and white fragility. Senator Blackburn also issued a warning to parents in her comment to Breitbart News, remarking that the National Education Association will stop at nothing to indoctrinate our children. Also adding if big unions had their way, the NEA would make radicalism in America's schools mandatory. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.